Hi, this is Jenny Lisa Kong with A Journey to Joyfulness Telesummit. Welcome everybody. And this summit, we will have 21 experts. Each expert will stay with us every day, sharing their wonderful, amazing journey, personal journey, and also their wisdom for a joyful living. Today, I'm very excited and honored to have our expert, Gail Brenner, to come with us. Welcome, Gail.
Hi, thank you.
Yeah, so in case some of you don't know Gail that well yet, let me introduce her background to everybody. So Gail Brenner, PhD, is a psychologist and author who joyfully shares insights about discovering that suffering is optional. Gail speaks from her own experience about the possibility of moving from common everyday problems to living in the deepest acceptance and peace. Her work as a therapist emanates from a aware presence overflowing with possibilities. How problems are seen as opportunities, the illusion of the separate self as a doorway to enduring happiness. Gail has very special expertise working with older adults and their families, bringing clear seeing and compassion to the transitions of aging, death, and dying. So on Google, on Gail's website, if you go check, you can find her articles, conversation, and the free guided audio meditations, sharing her practical wisdom for clarity, freedom, and happiness. She has a lot of bloggings there. I love reading that. So Gail also has a book to be published soon, which we're going to talk a little bit during our conversation. So today, Gail's title for the interview for us is Awakening to the Precious Life. So Gail, before we start this topic, can I just invite you to share with us about your own life journey? What led you to your current place, doing what you do to help people and living a joyful life? Especially, for the title, Awakening to this Precious Life. So I bet, you have gone through your own awakening journey. So please.
Yes, I've definitely gone through my own journey. And for me, I was always interested in, I am a psychologist, so I've always been interested in behavior and how people think and emotions. And for myself, just like everybody else, I experience all kinds of feelings and reactions. And, for the early part of my life, there was definitely suffering and unhappiness, and I was trying to figure out how to be happy. And there was a point, this was actually in the late 90s, when I started becoming interested in Buddhism. And I was reading a lot about it, and I read that the Buddha said that it's possible to find an end to suffering. And at that point in time, I didn't really understand it. I didn't know how to get there. I didn't really know anything about it, but something in me got lit up, and I believed it. Something in me really believed that that was true, and that set me on a quest to figure out how to find an end to suffering. And so that took me to meditation retreats, other kinds of teachers, therapy, which I actually didn't find all that helpful. I tried all different kinds of ways of connecting with people who could show me what I really wanted to know. And it was a process, and I would call it a process of shedding, of realizing the things that were holding me back from fully living in the present moment, and realizing what those things were, the thoughts, the emotions, the way I would get stuck in different habits, and shedding those over time. It took time, and realizing in the end that really all that's here is this present moment. And when all of that that gets in the way is let go of, and you don't pay attention to it and you don't take it seriously, life just unfolds absolutely beautifully and perfectly.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah, it's interesting to find actually a lot of experts actually, they went through their very special journey. And yeah, from the beginning point, actually, it was not that joyful. So that's why we call this a journey, huh?
It is a journey, and it's a journey, and it's not at the same time, because when we use the word journey, it gives the sense that we're going somewhere where we're not already. And it's actually a journey into where you are right now. So it's not a journey out there in time where you improve yourself or you figure out something that you don't know. Everything you need is available to you right now in this present moment. You don't need to go anywhere or really do anything. It's just an understanding that changes.
Yeah, that's just so true. This reminds me, actually, the first time when I talked to you, we discussed, right, about this concept, self-development. And you gave me your understanding, opinion, insight, which I resonated so much. So I really would like you to share this with our audience today, because it really brings out so much, you know, deep inner stuff, all related to our theme, a journey to joyfulness. Mm-hmm. Great.
So self-development or self-improvement, common terms that we use, and if someone is unhappy and they want to figure out how to be happier, that's the label that we give to that. You improve yourself or you develop yourself in some way. But what I would like to look at is very specifically, what does that mean? So if you feel like you need to improve yourself, what that points to is that you believe that something is lacking right now, and that if you filled up that hole that's lacking something, then you'll be improved or fulfilled. And so what I like to do is turn that inside. So instead of looking out there for something that you find at some future time, to really investigate that feeling of lack, that there's something wrong with me now. And who is that me where there's something wrong? You know, what does that actually mean? And when we start to investigate and really unravel what that means to feel a sense of lack in this present moment, we find that there are thoughts that play out in our minds and feelings we feel and sensations in our body. So there's a present moment experience of lack, but it doesn't actually mean that something's lacking. If we buy into that, it feels like that's true. But when we look at the absolute truth of it, what we see is that those are temporary thoughts and feelings that come and go. And what do they come and go in? Like, what is the real truth of this moment? And that is that we're alive and available and receptive. And when we discover that we're not, it's possible to not be resistant to anything, any of our thoughts, any of our feelings, then we can realize that there really is nothing lacking in this moment, and there's nothing we need to improve. We're already whole, we're already complete and fulfilled. So it's the realization of that.
Yeah, that's really so true. I mean, Chris, when we discussed, we also said, yeah, it's like, you know, when you say you need to develop, you need to do something to improve, it's like, you know, at this moment, you're not good enough.
That's right.
So that's really the thing. Yeah. And this, you're talking really, you know, brought to the other questions I like to ask you. Krista, your work is really, you help people to move from everyday problems to living in the deepest acceptance and peace. So of course, without acceptance, you know, how can we have peaceful mind?
That's right.
So, but there is kind of, you know, distinction there between acceptance and tolerance. You know, so that's the next one. I'd like to ask you to share with us your opinion or your thoughts, wisdom about this deepest acceptance, about that concept. Thank you.
Tolerance is an interesting word because it has that sense that you're putting up with something. So say a feeling comes, you know, you feel scared, and you really don't want that feeling to be there, but it's there. Right away, you're in some kind of conflict because what's absolutely true in the moment, fear has arisen. It's just arrived at your experience. And the resistance comes, you don't want it to be there. So what do? You tolerate it, you avoid it, you try to fix it, you escape it, you try to think positively so that you're not fearful. So all of those are common strategies that we use every day. And what they really do, though, is they resist the fact that that feeling is right there. So the deepest acceptance is turning around and meeting and welcoming whatever is present in your experience in any moment. So say that it is fear. And instead of running from fear, saying, oh, I wish I wasn't afraid, or, you know, all those other things that we do, we turn around and we go, hello, fear. You're here right now. You know, and there's a beautiful welcoming that can happen. So it ends the inner war. You know, when you say, I have this experience right now, but I don't want it to be there, or I'm going to put up with it, or I'm resigned to it, this is not true acceptance and true welcoming. But the deepest acceptance says yes to everything. Yes, this fear is here. Yes, I feel these sensations. Yes, this is true for me and my experience in this moment. And in that yes is the possibility of being peaceful with it. So you realize, what is fear exactly? It's some thoughts that run through your mind, and if you really investigate it, you'll see there are physical sensations. Fear definitely has a physical component to it. And if you don't pay attention to the thoughts that project into the future and really don't help you, then you're left with the physical sensations, and all that's happening is physical sensations arising in the sense of being or presence. And when you realize that this is what is actually happening, there's nothing to do, nothing to resist, no problem at all. And that's where the deepest welcoming and the deepest embrace of our own experience can bring us right to peace.
Yeah, that's really so true. And also from my own work, you know, it's also like that. You know, actually those kind of fear or sad or whatever we call this negative emotions or so, it's all there, only if we are human. We all have that.
That's right.
So yeah, those feelings are actually not harmful, but it's really our own judgment. We judge it. It's like, you know, we don't, you know, accept them. Don't let them stay there. That's the situation. Just like you said, I resonated again so much. It's like inside of you, in your mind, there is conflicts already, the energy conflicts.
Yeah.
So consuming your own energy. Yeah, so that's why I love your saying yes. You know, this yes energy, really, you know, I already feel like uplifted. Of course, you know, this is about the deepest acceptance without any self-resistance or conflicts inside.
That's right.
Yeah.
And say yes, even to fear or to, you know, sadness, whatever it is. We can say yes without buying into it. And when I say buy into it, we don't identify with it. We don't make it our reality. You know, if we identify with fear, let's say as the example, we're looking through a veil of fear. So the whole world is going to look fearful, and that means we need to feel safe and protect ourselves, and we're afraid of not being safe, and we need to be secure, and we need to, you know, make sure that happens. That creates a whole host of problems. But when we can see through the the actual experience and say, fear is really just some physical sensations here, and we don't have to make the story about it real, then there's a tremendous freedom that comes with that.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you for that, sharing with us that. And when I hear you saying yes, this yes energy, that really reminds me now, you know, of your book. Because I know you have a forthcoming book. Let me see, I forgot the title. The book title is The Way of Yes, Finding Peace and Happiness, Right at the Heart of Your Messy, Scary, Brilliant Life. So reading this title, you know, already give me the uplifting energy, like I said just now. Yeah. So can you just share a little bit with us about your book, the story behind this, what kind of, you know, journey, book writing journey you have gone through, any kind of, you know, memento, whatever, you know, important moments you like to share with us?
Yeah. Definitely. It's been on my radar for decades, I would say, to write a book. And I realize now, the book is written and it's being edited now, so I can look back and see that there was all kind of fear in the way for me. That I was afraid it wouldn't be good enough, and I didn't know what to do about it, you know, with it when it was when I finished it. I wouldn't know, you know, I was afraid I didn't have the commitment to sit down and actually write a whole book, because it's not, for me, it wasn't an easy thing to do. And in the process of writing this book, I got very excited about it as I was writing. And I could see the fears like melting away. Like I would see them, oh, I was afraid about this. I don't have to be. I could see through it. And they just, it was really a beautiful process for me of more and more freedom from being afraid. Because what I see really clearly now, and I see this in my own experience, when we identify with fears and that's what takes up our mental energy. So we think about what we're afraid of, we worry a lot, we feel afraid, we run our whole lives around that. That doesn't make for a very happy life. And the same with inadequacy, just as another example, which is a huge problem in our society these days. People feel inadequate, low self-esteem, not good enough, you know, all of that. And it breeds a lot of trouble in our lives if we really believe those thoughts about ourselves. But when we can really look through them and say, is that really who I am? Like, who am I really? And then you see, those are just conditioned thoughts that run through the mind, and they might have a great force, but that doesn't mean that they're true. And it's absolutely possible to see that kind of thinking as not true. And then what's available to us is just the infinite possibility and potential right now. It's always here. That essential wholeness that is us. So this is part of what I learned during my, you know, I've learned that all along, but also during my journey of writing this book. It's just been really, you know, in the sense of this summit that you're doing, it's a complete joy for me to express myself in this way and be able to offer it out to other people.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I'm so glad, you know, we have you with us. And also, I think, you know, the story you just shared about writing your book, it's really very inspiring for many of us, you know, who are watching right now. Because I know some of us, you know, really have also dreams, you know, the things they have, you know, the fire burning inside, they want to do. But, you know, they just feel like, oh, maybe that's somebody else. So you're sharing with us like this. It's really like fear, you know, it's just normal. Everybody feels that, experience that.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, yeah. And you go ahead, do it anyway, embracing this fear, you know. But in the same time, when you go ahead, you actually find the road, it's more open to you.
That's exactly
and
right.
Finally, you reach to the joyful point, and the things are done. Your dream is, you know, fulfilled. That's really wonderful. Thank you for sharing.
You know, that's a really important point that I would like to follow up on, because it's not about, joy doesn't come from getting rid of things, like, oh, I have this bad feeling and I want to get rid of it and then I'll be joyful. That's not it at all. That's actually the opposite of what really brings joy. What brings joy and happiness and peace is when we allow, we include everything. If a feeling is there, like fear, you're exactly right. It's not about waiting till you're not afraid anymore. Absolutely not. It's about seeing that that fear has arisen and making the choice to not let that guide you, and instead let the fullness of life in this moment be your guide. Let yourself be led by the beautiful life force rather than by fear, and that's a choice that we can make.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's really, I, again, resonated, yeah. Okay, so you do your therapist work, coaching work, so I really love you to share with us a little bit, you know, from your clients, your work, what are the common issues you find your clients, the people you help, they deal with every day in their everyday life, you know, what you could share with us, maybe, you know, could let some of many of our, you know, audience, you know, relating to their own life and could be inspired a little bit, you know, share some wisdom from you.
Absolutely. You know, common problem every day, it's just like what seems to be our normal everyday life. We feel depressed. We don't know, you know, our life is dissatisfying in some way. We're stuck in fear. We have habits in our relationships that don't serve us. We can't figure out why our relationships aren't working. We feel stress. You know, these are the people that I see in my practice. The starting point is always those common everyday problems. And, you know, you can see it really, really closely. Like, if you look at what it takes to make that kind of problem, it takes your attention being drawn into very uncomfortable or unsatisfying thoughts, feelings, and having that all go uninvestigated. If you don't bring your attention to those thoughts and feelings that make up these problems, the problems will continue. But by bringing your attention right into the core of them, and that's why the subtitle of my book is Finding Peace and Happiness Right at the Heart of Your Messy, Scary, Brilliant Life. And it's messy and scary, we all know that part, but it's brilliant because there's always the possibility that we don't need to identify with and hook into the troublesome thoughts and feelings that come. It's always possible in any moment to be free of them. So what I do with when I work with clients in my practice is I'm always looking at where they're hooked. And because I hold the space for freedom, I absolutely know that freedom is possible for anybody, because that's our essence. We just have not figured it out yet. So I hold the space for that, and I point out where people are identified and stuck, and help them to see right in the present moment what's actually true, and that when we rest our attention in just being alive and pure being and the aware presence that's here, peace is here and it's available and we are absolutely whole and fulfilled always.
Yeah, thank you. That's so true. And I also remember you told me, because we are all out there, got our call to go out there helping people to live a joyful life. But one thing you said, you know, people struggle with a lot is not knowing their life purpose.
Yeah.
What are their life purposes and how they can find it?
Yeah.
And when they don't know this purpose, it's like, their life journey really has no destiny. direction to go. So this blocks their, you know, joyfulness.
Yes.
Can you share with a little bit more on that?
Yes, absolutely. And I know this one, this is a problem that plagued me for many years. You know, I would wonder, what's my purpose and why am I not doing what I want to be doing and what do I want to be doing? And, you know, it's, the pieces weren't falling together for me for many years. And as anybody who's struggled with this knows, it can be very painful. Like, I want to know, you know, you desperately want to contribute, you want to know what your direction is, but you just, it's just not clear to you. And you feel like there's something lacking in your life that should be fixed or different. You should know what it is. And that's exactly the crux of the problem, that it's not about waiting for the clouds to part and the light to come in. Oh, this is what I'm meant to do in this life. Sometimes that happens to people, but sometimes it doesn't. But that's not the direction of the true life purpose. Really, and for me, there was so much relief and release when I realized this. The true purpose is presence in every moment, is the surrendering of your personal desires and needs into the fullness of life that will totally show you the way. So when you're willing to surrender, and you will even surrender that need to know, what's my life purpose? You just say, you know what? I don't know. I don't know. In this moment, what's absolutely true? I don't know what it is. So that's a choice point, a really important choice point. You can, you know, spend years in, what's my life purpose? What's my life purpose? Or you can say, what's true in this actual moment? I don't know what my life purpose is. Great. So that's where the deepest acceptance is, accepting that right now I don't know. And then what does don't know feel like? What is it like to not know? Oh, I have fear. Oh, I have regret. I feel ashamed because I should know and I should be contributing. That unveils all kinds of thought processes that aren't serving. But if you bring it all back to right now and say, well, what is my experience right now? That is your only job, to be aware in this moment, to listen to the inner intelligence that's always guiding us, and to let ourselves simply be here and be guided. And then we're guided not by fear or lack or neediness, like, oh, I need to know. That's so constricting and tight and small. But when we allow ourselves to not know and to open to what might be possible that our minds can't come up with, there's a great expansion that happens, and that opens the realm of possibility for anything to happen. And it might be something amazing and fabulous and huge. It might just be, you know, I'm going to make the best scrambled eggs right now that I could possibly make. You know, it could be mundane or it could be huge, but all of it is at the same time ordinary and extraordinary when we allow ourselves to be led by love and truth.
Yes. Yeah, this is, you know, yeah, listening to you, I really feel this is the beautiful, beautiful, you know, point, you know, actually, you know, goes through all your sharing. Power of now. So
yes.
We live at present moment. Yes, it's really like, you know, seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, years. Then if you just do this way, live by present moments every second, then mm-hmm. you look back, you will say, I live a full life.
That's
so this is for me, I also start to understand now, you know, after so many years, my own journey, that, you know, this way you feel like you threw your whole self, 100% to the world, living your whole life, not like half of you are out there, half of you are inside your own share.
Exactly.
So thank you for really pointing that.
That's a really good way of saying it, because when we're fragmented that way, you know, thinking, oh, it's supposed to look like this, but inside I really don't feel that way. There's not that wholeness. It feels like you have to manage everything so that you do the best you can. But that takes a lot of effort. And we find eventually in this journey that we can let go of that effort, and we allow, there's a receptivity to it that lets life move us, and it will do it perfectly.
Yeah, that's so true. I mean, the more we talk, the further we go. I really feel like there are still so many, you know, deeper area, you know, we could touch. It's all about humanity, you know, acceptance and allow, you know. But, you know, the timing-wise, you know, we can touch only a little bit. But, you know, even that, I already feel, you know, this short moment we stay with you, already you share with us some really, you know, great points and the wisdom. So I know today you also have your free gift to share with our audience who are watching. So yes. Can you introduce to them how they can get to your gift and why it could help them?
Yes. So the gift is a free ebook. It's called Tending Your Garden of Everyday Joy, 30 Reflections for a Flourishing Life. And it's an ebook that I wrote that I love the format of it. It's 30 pages, it's a few more than 30 pages, but it has 30 just inspiring quotes and suggestions of how to live that particular day per page. And so it's something you can pick up just randomly and take a look at one page, or you can go through it and do a month of one of those reflections every day. And it's really meant not just to be read, although it's nice to read it, but to really put these teachings into practice in your own daily life and in the moments of your life. That's one thing that was really important for me, that I did in the beginning a lot of reading and listening and, you know, talking to people, but I wasn't actually stopping and applying this in the moments of my own life. It was a huge turning point for me when I realized, oh, I could turn this around onto myself and actually live what I've been reading and hearing. So for anybody who takes a look at this ebook, I would really recommend that you just read it, you stop, you reflect, and you see how can I integrate that into this moment, into my daily life, and to use that as an inspiration in that way.
That's really beautiful. Thank you so much. And I personally want to go there to get one and to read.
Okay. Thanks.
And yeah. So
if you go to my website, which is gailbrenner.com, it's GAILBRENNER.com, there's a place right there in the front of the first page to sign up for the list, in my mailing list, and then you get the free ebook right away with that.
Okay. Thank you so much. You know, of course, on our email sent out about everyday's experts with the introduction there, I bet we will have your website address, everything there. I think they can sign up and find there.
Yeah,
and so for everybody, if you really feel like you are related today, you know, listening to hearing Gail's talk and feel inspired, you could go further. Welcome to go there, check it yourself. So timing is really short. 30 minutes, it's not enough, I know, but it's always, you know, we have the end. So by the end of today's interview, before I let you go, I really love you to share with one or two tips or whatever, because your work is really to bring your practical wisdom to our daily clarity, freedom, and happiness, right? So I love you to tell us one or two the practices you do in your own daily life, how you keep yourself up with positive energy or turn you around, like you said, you know, very often.
Well, the first thing I'd like to say about that is that it's, in a sense, nothing changes. You know, stress comes, things don't go according to plan. There's a tension in a relationship. I mean, my life is normal just like everyone else's, and these things arise. People get sick, people don't do what you want them to do. It's a normal life in that way. But I think what might be different, and what I've really come to know over the years, is the value of meeting everything just as it is. So I don't say, oh, I don't want this to be happening, or not this, or I don't want to feel that way. I'm constantly saying yes. Like, oh, this is what's happening. Yes, I'm caught in traffic. Yes, that guy didn't stop at the stop sign. Yes, I don't resist it. And in that yes, there's a great simplicity that comes, because I deal with things without the emotional drama. It's like, oh, I need eggs to make a cake. I go out and I get them, even if I forgot them the last time I was at the store. I don't do any inner self-talk that criticizes myself. I just don't make a big deal out of anything. Something comes and I just deal with it. And it makes for quite a bit of ease in your daily life. And I don't have a formal meditation practice, but I spend quite a bit of time in moments throughout the day just stopping and just allowing things to be and bringing my attention into the body and just seeing things as they are. And it's just a beautiful way of being that comes naturally to me. So those are a couple of the ways that that my daily life unfolds.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much. I really love this yes energy. Yeah. I mean, this makes, you know, our life, you know, so different. Of course, you know, you stay at the negative side really doesn't make anything better or change. And sometimes maybe, you know, we just are meant to experience those moments. It also helps us.
Yes.
Everything, you know, we just embrace. That's really, I think, you know, personally, I feel from today, your whole talk, this is really the key point. Say yes to everything, to ourselves, to our life, to daily moments, whatever. Say yes. I hopefully, you know, this is also the big thing our audience today all take away. Thank you so much again, Gail. I'm really so honored and appreciated your time and your sharing for us, everybody who is watching. Thank you again.
Yeah. I really appreciate you doing this summit and bringing the possibility of joyful living to everyone. It's really important what you're doing, and I appreciate it.
Yes, and really, I really want to emphasize here, this is really the purpose for this summit. Of course, everybody, you know, who is there watching, we all know that we are all human. We all go through our human issues. You are not alone, no matter where you are at today's place. So thank you also, everybody of you, spent your precious time staying there with us today. And bye, everybody. And we'll see, you know, keep going on our joyful journey. Say yes. Thank you. Thank you, Gail. Bye.
Bye-bye.